Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Hello, good morning, welcome. It's me, Jesse, and this is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, broadcasting on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. Today on the show, something a little bit different. No world media in English. Rumtin is still working on translating his latest piece, so hopefully we'll have that next week. And instead, well, this can be a little weird. I hope that's okay. I am also very pleased if you're listening live on the radio and you just heard the last two interstitial bits, a bird note, and then some interesting vocal and trumpet improvisations. That kind of sets us up for the rest of the hour in a strange way. And if you are a regular listener of this particular Thursday show, or of CJSF in general, anything I've done, but just CJSF generally, you're probably aware of field recordings, soundscapes, the recordings of live actual places, which you can hear in the background right now. What you're hearing right now is part of the Wetland Project. And the Wetland Project is this really cool thing that started in the world of campus community radio. And has sort of morphed into something even bigger. And basically, the Wetland Project is a multi-part, multidisciplinary study of an environmental soundscape on Saturna Island. And on Earth Day, this radio station, some years, and other campus community radio stations across the country just play a live 24-hour soundscape of the wetlands on Saturna Island, which means lots of frogs and birds, the occasional airplane flying overhead, some boat engines, all sorts of things, all sorts of sounds that are on their own, in and of themselves, not exactly musical. But there is a music to them, if that makes any sense. Maybe they are musical, but it's not music, is a better way to put it. But anyway, somebody, well, not just somebody, but specifically Mark Timmings and Stephen Morris took this recording or a section of the recording, were inspired by this recording of Saturna Island's natural sounds, and composed a piece called Wetland Scenario for Human Voice that imitates this soundscape. It's very, very cool. It was presented at the Canadian Cultural Center in Paris from Earth Day this year, the day after April 22nd to May 20th. There was a big exhibition at the Canadian Cultural Center that included the recordings from the Tektexen March in Wasanik territory, which is known colonially as Saturna Island. And so they took these recordings, they set it up in a studio space with some some projections of intense color, so that people could come in and sit and experience and really sort of feel the experience of being in this wetland. And so they went even beyond this, asking viewers to listen with their eyes as they looked at the fuchsia and lime green and neon orange sheets and listen to the sounds of the wetlands. And then they set up this performance where the audience is sitting generally on the floor. There's a couple benches, but almost everyone is seated on the floor on a cushion. And the performance just sort of unfolds around them. So I was going to wait until later in the show to play this, but the hearing a bird note, which described specifically the loudness and the variety of bird sounds and bird calls, and then that little piece of music that just seemed to very, very beautifully fit. We're going to go right into this performance featuring, well, they are performing the composition by Stephen Morris and Mark Timmings, which was presented on Earth Day by the Canadian Cultural Center in Paris with a group called Wetland Project. So, the group is actually called Les Cris de Paris, which is the cries or the shouts of Paris. And we've got Adèle Carlier, Cécile Laroche, and Michiko Takahashi on soprano, Cécile Banquet, mezzo-soprano, Constantine Goubet, the tenor, and Geoffroy Buffier and Sorin-Adrien Dumitrescu as basses, with Christophe Lebrun as the technician. So we are just going to hear this, and it's going to be weird and wonderful. Everyone in the room is the audience. They've recommended that everyone close their eyes and just sort of sink into it. If you're not driving, I definitely recommend doing the same. Just sort of find somewhere comfortable to sit in for the next 18 minutes or so, and just welcome to the wetland. It'll start eventually, I promise, but here we go, onto Saturna Island.
Oh. Grrrr!
Wasn't that something? Les Cris de Paris, the composition by Stephen Morris and Mark Timmings, called Wetland Scenario. Driven from field recordings of the Saturna Island wetlands. Very cool. You're listening to that on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. And this is part of the children... Oop, wrong fader. This is an excerpt from The Children's Book of Birds by Olive Thorne Miller, called The Bird's Language.
Section 11 of The Children's Book of Birds. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Jennifer Beckett Wood. The Children's Book of Birds by Olive Thorne Miller. The Bird's Language. When the bird is grown up, there are many other interesting things to know about him. One is whether he can talk. It is plain to those who have studied the ways of birds that they are able to tell things to each other, and many writers have said plainly that birds have a language. If you notice birds in cages, you will find that when two or more of a kind are in the same room, you will hear little chirps and twitters and other notes, not at all like their song. But if one is alone in a room, he hardly makes a sound except when singing. Then, see a robin out of doors. He is less afraid of us than most birds and easiest to watch. If something comes up on him suddenly, he gives a sharp note of surprise. If a cat appears, he has another cry, which everyone can understand, a word of warning to all. If everything is quiet and his mate is near, he will greet her with some low, sweet notes. When a partridge mother sees danger, she gives one call, which all her brood know, and at once run and hide. When the hen speaks to her chicks, they know well whether it means to come to her or to run away. Of course, birds do not use our words. When it is said that the quail says, "Bob White," it is meant that his call sounds like those words. To some, the notes sound like, "More wet." One may call it almost anything, like "all right" or "too hot." You will read in books about birds that a certain warbler says, "Witch is here," or that the white-throated sparrow says, "Old Sam Peabody," and other birds say still different things. The writer means that the words remind one of the bird's notes, and so it is useful to know them, because it helps you to know the bird when you hear him. I have many times seen birds act as if they were talking to each other. You can often see the city sparrows do so. There is nothing in a bird's ways that we like so well as his singing, and in all the many species of birds in the world, no two sing exactly alike, as so far as I can find out. You may always know a bird by his song. A robin does not sing like a thrush or a catbird. And what is more, not one of the sounds he utters is like those made by any other bird. If you know him well, whatever noise he makes, you will know at once that it is a robin. But there is something still more curious about it. No robin sings exactly like another robin. When you come to know one bird well, you can tell his song from any other bird's. Of course, all robins sing enough alike for one to know that it is a robin song, but if you listen closely, you will see that it is really different from all others. Persons who have kept birds in cages have noticed the same thing. There is still another point to know. One bird does not always sing the same song. I have heard a song sparrow sing 5 or 6 different songs, standing all the time in plain sight on a fence. In the same way, I have known a meadowlark to make 6 changes in his few notes. Beside their own natural songs, many birds like to copy the notes of others. Our mockingbird is very fond of learning new things, and he does not always choose songs either. He will imitate the noise of filing a saw or the pop of a cork as readily as the sweetest song. I have heard one sing the canary's song better than the canary himself. Other birds can do the same. A common English sparrow picked up in the street